There are things that should be sorted out before marriage, because if you wait... When I came into marriage, I wasn't working, so I didn't have the money power. So my husband was really the one in charge of providing the finances for the home.
Were you truly happy at the time when your husband was the only person providing financial content?
I love this. You want a candid answer?
Yeah.
There are some ladies, they picture an image of a husband. To them, it's just an ATM machine.
Women initiate divorces the most.
Women may initiate because they get in there and they discover that...
If you present of your salary to the family, and I do 50%, should I also help you in bathing the children, cooking?
Men should also support their women in the home office.
What does a man supporting a woman mean? Two people get man wants to start a business. In your view, should the woman support the business or should she do her own thing?
The quality of the players in marriage determines whether you see competition or collaboration.
You've been married for 33 years plus. Are marriages getting better or getting worse? Should women tell their husbands exactly how much they are earning?
Oh my goodness, 101%. But you see...
So you're welcome to Connected Minds Podcast. My name is Derek Abaite. And if you didn't know, on your phone, you can go on Spotify. You can go on Apple Podcast as well and search Connected Minds Podcast. And you will be able to listen to our podcast when you're going for a run, when you're on your way to work, or when you're cooking, right? Whatever you're doing, you can listen to Connected Minds. So it doesn't always have to be YouTube. But if it's your first time here, please subscribe, because we're doing something spectacular in this studio. My guest today is the founding president of Family Renaissance International. She is Mama Kathy, a relationship expert. She's been married for 33 years plus and has been doing this for 25 years, helping families come together, get understanding about marriage, finances, and every other things in between. So you don't want to miss this, because as it's Valentine's Day, we're giving this to you as a special edition. So stick with me, stay with me, and enjoy this conversation. I'm actually very excited for this conversation, maybe because of all the things we've spoken about. But you're welcome to my studio, Mama Kathy.
The pleasure is mine. I am highly honored to be here with you.
I appreciate it.
You're an amazing person.
Thank you. I want to get deep into it. My first question is, what do you do for people?
I provide solution. Once, okay, before I get started, let me say very warm, blessed day to every person that is connected to the Connected Minds podcast. Mm-hmm. I have missed you people and I just came at the right time anyway. So I'm sending my shout out to all of you. Okay. My desire is to help people. Why do I do what I do? To bring people to a place of peace, because life itself is very challenging. Finding solutions to issues that hitherto would have been a problem, most especially as it relates to relationship. So I find purpose in reaching out. I find fulfillment in giving clarity. What do I do? Giving clarity to people on the issue of relationship, family life, marriage, and helping people navigate the rough terrain of life, because we were created for relationship anyway. So my desire, my purpose, my everything is to bring people to a place.
Awesome.
Where they can balance their pursuit with peace as it relates to relationship.
So we are going to have a conversation for about, or we are having a conversation which is going to last about an hour and a bit more. My favorite question really is, why should anybody sit through this conversation and watch it all the way through to the end?
What a brilliant question. Ooh, 2026, a new year. Why should somebody sit through this conversation?
Yeah.
Without wanting to sound like I'm selling myself out, I would say anybody that dares to sit and listen to this conversation we're about to have will gain clarity, gain insight, gain knowledge, walk away with the wisdom that will guarantee them peace in the next 40, 50 years.
Wow.
Answer questions that they had been looking for answers to for so long, as it relates to, you know, transitioning from where they are to where they ought to be in within the confines of relationship, and then coming to a place where they are not only gaining knowledge for themselves, but they become the powerhouse that will now release information and knowledge to other people. There's going to be a lot of wisdom released here today.
Yeah. Mama Kathy, you've been... Maybe I should tell the story of how, you know, my team started reaching out to you. Because one of my previous guests wrote your name under a post. And then we were really thinking through it. But, you know, the name kind of left me. And then getting to the end of last year, it came back to me again. So I told the team that 2026, Mama Kathy is part of the people I would really love to interview. And, you know, Hayford went to start doing the work. You know, I think for a week, he didn't get anything back. And then we went back again to try to reach you out. And then we found you. I'm really happy for this. But my real first question is, you've been married for 33 years plus. Now, to really qualify you into everything that we're going to speak about 40% of marriages fail because of finance, money. For the 33 years that you've been married, what aspects of... For the 33 years, how have you really managed your affairs when it comes to finances?
As a person?
Yes.
Or as in helping other people?
No, as a family.
Okay, fantastic. Okay. Wow. Putting me on the spot. Okay. So I'm going to share my life now. When I came into marriage, I had just graduated. I wasn't working, so I didn't have the money power. Mm. And as at our time, there wasn't much of marital counseling. You marry based on the fact that there was connection either socially or spiritually or otherwise. So we were not really prepared for marriage. And in the context of Christianity, where we were all, you know, we were formed. But once you were a Christian, you were open to marrying any other person who said he or she was a Christian.
Right.
So I came into marriage just as a student that had just graduated. So my husband was really the one in charge of providing the finances for the home. And somebody will want to say, was there control? Was there superiority from the person who was literally in charge? No. Why? Because in our time, there were no televisions that really would give so much information about relationship aspect, the squabbles that could be. There were no telephones. I didn't have them. What I'm simply saying here is, in those times, information was limited. It was scarce. So influence was also reduced.
Okay.
So addressing this now in retrospect is bringing every person watching to the place of knowing that my answer as at what was obtainable then is different from what is obtainable now. We've got to be able to see the difference. So my husband took care of literally everything. But I'm going somewhere in this conversation today. Because when we are talking about managing finances, how things were financially speaking in the marriage and all of that, we have to redefine contribution.
Okay. Take me there.
Because if you don't redefine contribution, we may limit provision to just the person that is able to bring the means in. But when you redefine contribution, you discover that money is not the only parameter that makes marriage work. Money is not the only thing, resource that is brought in. There's somebody that takes care of the domestic needs. Might not be quantified monetarily, but there's somebody who takes care of it. Okay. Apart from money, domestic needs in the family, you're also having somebody who takes care of spiritual assignment, praying for the family to thrive, to succeed, and all of that. Might not be money, but it's something. There is also taking care of children, which you don't quantify in monetary terms, but somebody does that. What I'm simply saying is, if you want to make money not the problem in a relationship or marriage in this context, you must be careful to know that money is not the only denominator. There are other things that is brought in. And if you quantify them, they also amount to so much. So going back to myself, I believe that my husband recognized the fact that I may not have been working then. I may not have been gainfully employed then, but I was taking care of the home front. And so there was the equal balancing out of what each of us brought to the table. And he respected it so well and did so well in managing such that I wasn't left scrambling for the leftover or the breadcrumbs, which most people probably, if they are in control of money in a particular season and they do not value what the other partner brings in, which may not have just been in monetary terms, you now look down and you feel superior and the other person feels inferior, and then it destabilizes the equation of the marriage. And then you weaponize that this inequality in such a way that the person who is not bringing, as it were, myself, then I would have been dehumanized and brought to a level where I would have felt inferior, felt like not needed. But I think that was not the case then. But in this generation, we've got to look at that. And the younger generations have to know that it's not only money. There are other things that also equate.
But I guess the real question is that, were you truly happy at the time when your husband was the only person providing financially?
Was I truly happy? You want a candid answer?
Yeah.
You see, because of the value we've placed on money, no matter how the other partner tries to make you happy, you still feel that you could have been better off if you had. So as a human being, there were times I felt I should have had my own money. Did I answer your question?
It answers it beautifully. The reason I ask this question is, which is going to lead on to the next one, actually, is that you were not made to stay at home, were you? You were not told.
Nobody goes to school to stay at home. You go to school to work, based on that understanding then.
Connected Minds Podcast.